In 1995, my friend Karen and I went down to Arizona on a summer birding tour. Karen was a pretty new birder, so just about everything was new to her. I'd been to Arizona once before, but I saw plenty of birds for the first time, too. One of the birds I badly wanted to see, a bird so rare in the United States that it was not even included in my now vintage Golden Field Guide or Peterson Guide, was the five-striped sparrow. There was only one spot where we could hope to see it, a place called the California Gulch. The California Gulch is in the Pajarito Mountains within the Coronado National Forest, 19 miles west of Nogales, 13 miles southeast of Aravaca, and just 1.8 miles from the Mexican border. It's accessed by an extremely rugged road down a wash. Our group was in a couple of vans, and the road really was awful, especially the final five-mile stretch. My only previous experience with the word gulch was from The Wizard of Oz, wherein the nasty Miss Gulch transforms herself into the Wicked Witch of the West. So on the whole awful ride in, I had visions of Dorothy and her friends arriving at the haunted forest with the broken sign saying, "I'd turn back if I were you." Our trip leader had come here before, but the other driver had not, and the road was at least as bad as they predicted. When we finally made it to the rocky parking area about 11 in the morning, the sun high and the temperature in triple digits, both drivers were fried and already dreading the fact that they were going to have to make the exact same trip in reverse after we were done. I, on the other hand, was extremely thrilled to be at this storied destination. I was first to hop out of my van, spotting scope in hand, ready for anything. And sure enough, the moment I jumped out, I spotted an adorable, fluffy baby bird perched on the barbed wire fence. It looked like it may have fledged that very day. I've never been able to turn away from a baby bird. This was long before I had a digital camera. I didn't even bring a film camera on this trip, but I got the bird in my scope, and suddenly a bunch of us were oohing and aahing at the sweet little thing. The hike into the spot where the five-striped sparrow was supposed to be was a long one, so our leader told us all to drink water now and make sure we brought along plenty more. I'd made sure of that already, so I kept watching the baby bird. I didn't know what species it was. There were several possibilities there, so I was hoping that one of the parents would come to feed it before we hiked off. I waited patiently, letting everyone get leisurely views of it through my scope. As soon as everyone had had a drink and got their water bottle, our leader said it was time to head out. We'd already been there a good 5 minutes, maybe even 10, so I figured a parent bird should be flying in any time now. I told the leader to go on without me. I was young and peppy and filled with curiosity about this baby bird, and I could walk plenty fast when necessary, so I knew I could catch up. But he thought this spot was too dangerous to leave a lone woman, so he said no, I'd have to go with the group. I'm pretty easygoing most of the time, but I can be tenacious when the situation calls for it, and here was an unidentified baby bird. I needed to know what species it was. I told him to give me just 1 minute. With exaggerated exasperation, he said, "I had 60 seconds, absolutely no more." He was starting to clear his throat as the clock wound down. With less than 5 seconds to spare, in flew the mother bird. And yep, she was a five-striped sparrow. She flew directly to her chick right there on the fence. And while she was still feeding it, in flew the father, who opened up in song. It really wasn't like I expected the baby bird to be a five-striped sparrow, but wow, was it wonderful that he was. Sometimes a real-life story really does have an improbable yet obvious ending. Predictability isn't always a bad thing, especially when it comes with a dollop of vindication. That little five-striped sparrow fledgling and its parents were my best birds ever. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.